04ETW. Mobile and listening.
04ZEW. Good afternoon, Chuck.
EW. Good afternoon, Ben. How you?
Pretty good. How you doing today? Getting ready for winter field day?
04ZEW. KR4ETW. I lost there. Lost power on this thing.
You are really crackly right now.
I'm going to say that to you, but I don't know if it's a repeater or what, but you're real crackly, like Rice Krispies.
Yeah, you are too. So I don't know if it's the solar storm. That tends to usually not mess with VHF, but it can if it's strong enough. But, yeah, try your repeater.
All right, Ben, you might want to check with somebody else on that frequency. I just barely heard anything you said. Most noise.
I think there's something going on with the repeater. If you're getting the noise, then I'm also getting the noise.
Yeah, okay, your modulation come way up, but still that crackly distortion in the background.
So what's going on? I have my microphone gain set to high, and I've had a couple of complaints the past day or two about clear signal but low volume, and I'm not sure what it is yet.
But just between me and you, but your volume, correction, your volume come way up after that last.
Speaking a little bit louder.
It seems like it's cleaned up a little bit, you know. There's much noise in there.
I'm not hearing any crackling from you anymore.
I guess the repeater just woke up good.
Don't think it has any tubes to warm up, but it has been quiet for a couple hours. I've had the radio on since about lunchtime, and it's been very quiet today.
If you ever get a chance to go over and look at that aluminum rod, if it, what you need, if you find some.
No, I had actually built some radials out of the steel welding rod, and that's actually the antenna I'm talking on right now. It's up in the attic. I was able to give a shorter antenna, so I was able to get it up an extra 5 feet. But I don't think it's making much difference. I really need to get my VHF antenna outside somehow.
Sounds good. I just couldn't use the aluminum welding rod because I couldn't find nothing long enough. It's just all the normal size length on the welding rod.
Welding rod usually comes in 3 foot length, and I believe it's used for TIG welding. I think it's used for that stuff. But yeah, it's used steel, it's rolled steel, and it's not stainless, and it's used at 3 feet long. They're real good for antenna parts, but if you're going to put them outside, you have to treat them with some spray urethane or something to protect the steel from the rust.
I don't know if it's the antenna and somebody talking over the top of it, that noise came back. I don't know if you read me or not.
I don't know. I didn't hear it. You sounded clear.
Okay. Must be just something, because you sound clear now.
Yeah, who knows? VHF is usually not as fussy as HF, but it can have its problems.
If you was able to hear me earlier, KA5WLL and myself, we got a prior appointment Saturday. I don't know if we'll get out time to make it there. What time that thing will be over?
Planning to stay after dark and long enough to at least call the net from the location. So if you and Leroy aren't done until like 4 o'clock or so, you could still come out and spend several hours with us.
That might be something I can do then, just see how our day goes.
I don't know. Depending on the event that you're going to, you might be just too tired to do another event. But it's totally up to you. I'm planning on getting there about mid-morning and hopefully staying until after the nest. But I'll just kind of have to see. We got to see how the weather plays out and everything else. But, it should be a real good time.
Has that weather changed? They was talking about being cold and stormy.
Yeah, right now the models are saying wintry mix, but it's only Tuesday, so we don't know for sure what the weather is going to do on Saturday. But that's what it's all about. Maybe it'll snow or something, and we'll have a real winter field day.
Exactly. Carol Ford, ETW. Exactly. That's what it's all about right there.
It is one of the primary purposes. I mean, it's also having fun and eating and making contacts and getting points and hanging out with your buddies and all that other stuff. But, the idea behind it was emergency preparedness. That's the whole idea behind the field days.
Media, excuse me, I ain't been to many things, but I learn something every time I go, where it's at the meeting or at a field day or what. I learn something every time.
I learn a lot. Every time I go to a field day, I learn a lot. Talking to people, trying their equipment, looking at antenna setup, looking at atmospheric conditions, seeing how things are going for people. I always learn so much on field days.
Not at all, over. I just don't retain a bunch.
Just a pause there. I had to answer a text message from work, but I'm back.
No problem. I just heard that same noise at the end of your conversation and during the repeater ID. It was crackling on it.
The EW, yeah. Definitely something going on with the repeater or the atmospheric conditions. And it kind of comes and goes. So everything is still usable. Just I don't know where that sporadic crackling is coming from.
I'm fixing to test some HF stuff. As soon as I get a couple more things done, I'm about to get ready to put the 2-meter antenna up. Did you tell me it would work on HF too? Or you remember?
Oh, it's only going to do VHF and UHF.
I just got to get me an N-type plug on it, so I got to get that figured out and get some new coax. Thought I had some off the net, but never could make contact with that individual.
You say you picked up another antenna, or you just finished that VHF, UHF, and you need to put it up?
Got it ready to put up. It's just got an N-type plug on it, and I got to get it swapped over on one end to match the 259, but it's coming slow at the time. That's all I can do.
You should be able to get an N-type to either SO235 or PL259, whatever the end of your feed line is. You probably want M-type to SO239, not converter, coupler. I can't think of the word right now.
Bill Dale, push that on y'all, help me draw me a picture.
Yeah, or I can just email you like an Amazon link so that you can order just the adapter, and we could probably have it here by field day.
Yeah, Leroy told me what I needed. I just hadn't pursued it. I was looking at a piece of 100-foot cable. It was on a swap net, but I don't know what happened. It just got gone. I think the contact was not correct or something. So I'm still looking for that, too. Visit the wire man.
Far from the wire man, you can actually go to their shop, can't you?
Yeah, it's not about 8, 10, maybe 10, 12 miles, that's all.
be really nice and really dangerous, too. I could spend a lot of money at the wireman's place.
The whole idea. And I think Leroy said he'd have the connectors also.
A lot of people probably do have those kind of adapters. And, yeah, maybe you just want to put a, I don't know, you said you were not sure about winter field day. So, I was going to say, you could put something on the group's I.O. list to see if somebody could bring you one on Saturday. But, now, if you and Leroy got it figured out, I can send you an Amazon link to one. I don't know if it's an N female or an N male that you actually have on the end of the antenna. So, you're going to want that N type to SO235 to plug in the feed line.
I said I'm slow, but I'm getting it figured out. I've got a short, if you remember, I got about a foot and a half long cable that come off that antenna. It fits back on it. I just got to devise something on the other end or just put it in style on the 100-foot cable or 75-foot, whatever I find.
I would say just put an adapter instead of trying to reach the, like, crimp a new adapter on there. Or an N piece. I would say just use the N type to SO239 instead of trying to crimp something on your feed line.
It's just the easiest way the wireman can fix it, I think.
Well, with the wireman, they'll know what you need. Especially if you can bring the antenna and show them the end of the antenna, then they can get you the adapter you need.
KR4ETW. I don't want to type this long, but I'm looking at trying to figure out the length of cable because I don't have my tower up yet. I was still running off that push-up pole. So there's a lot of things I got to get figured out. I don't want too much coax, but I want enough.
Yeah, you can definitely get too many projects going on at one time, so there's no hurry.
To talk on this one right here. So, I ain't no hurt.
No problem. Well, I gotta run. I got some work stuff just propped up, so hopefully I'll see you Saturday evening, and if not, I'll see you at the next meeting. I have to hand out all the membership cards and receipts for the people who have paid. So, yeah, like I said, I gotta run. This is KO4ZEW. I will be clear on your final.
KO4ZEW. KR4ETW. I lost you being there. I hit something on the radio and jumped about 17 frequencies. I had to find it back. KR4ETW, clear on channel.